show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Charleston, Massachusetts. He is the owner of Graves Law Group, LLC. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Robert Graves to the program. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
That is good to hear. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay. Well, I started my law practice as a trial attorney at Badger Parish in Boston. Later, I moved my practice to Winchester for 10 years. And then in 1984, I had the opportunity to buy an office building in Boston and moved my practice to Boston, where I still continue to practice my law.
All righty. Well, now, what really made you decide to do law? What sent you down that road?
Well, I have to disappoint you. I never thought of being a lawyer until I graduated from Boston University. During my first job working for an insurance company, a fellow employee who was also an evening law school convinced me to go to law school. After my tour of duty with the Army, I took the law school aptitude test and was later admitted to law school. Now you know the rest of the story.
All right. Now, you know, for those that might be just starting out, you know, how much schooling do you need? What kind of education and background is there?
Well, the background, you have to have a bachelor's degree to be admitted to law school. And the law school is, if you're going full-time, 3 years.
All righty. Do a lot of people go full-time?
Yes. There are. They still have where you work during the daytime and go in the evening, and that's a four-year program.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you guys for the first time, you know, what do you see the most of in your practice?
Well, we have a law firm, a boutique law firm, specializing in personal injury, work injuries, bankruptcy, wills, trusts, and probate. I had recovered more than $1.5 million for a personal injury individual, $70,000 on a work injury. I've made new case law in the Massachusetts Supreme Court on a divorce matter, and the Massachusetts Appellate Division reversed a lower court in my favor regarding a real estate matter. I'm experienced with drafting wills and trusts, including a special needs trust for a young lady who won the lottery. I've helped many clients who are shackled with bills and debts through bankruptcy relief.
All righty. Now, why do you think your clients choose you over someone else out there that might be doing the same thing?
Well, I'd like to give them a feeling of comfort that I have the experience in the training, and that they can always call me if they ever have a question. And I want them to feel comfortable that I'm working very diligently to resolve whatever issue it is or recover the maximum amount of money for them on that particular case.
All righty. Now, with COVID-19, are you doing a lot of, remote sessions, you know, like over Zoom or Skype or even the phone?
Well, with the courts being closed, I'm having to adjust with Zoom trials. Our office remains open with masks, social distancing, and sanitizers.
All righty. So why don't you walk me through, like a consultation, without going into too much detail. Well, what's a consultation like?
Well, just completed a consultation before this interview and I sit down. I'd like to get a little background about the individual, what type of work they do, and then have them spend time outlining to me what their problem is, the legal problem is, and then give them some suggestions and help and hope that of what I can do to resolve their problem, and just make them feel comfortable that they have come to the right attorney. And that method has worked very successful for me.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself in the future? What's going to be on tap, you know, post-COVID-19, things like that?
Well, I'll be continuing to provide legal service with the help of my trusted associate.
All righty. And how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, my telephone number is 617-742-2222. The 74 is RG on the keypad for my initials, Robert Graves. My website is rgraveslaw@r.com. And my email is rgraves@rgraveslaw.com.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.